Now, business leaders in Sligo Town have hit back and hit back forcefully at the outcome of a report last week which shows that County Sligo has the highest commercial vacancy rate in Ireland and that in Sligo Town almost a quarter of all commercial premises are vacant. The GeoView commercial property report was published by GeoDirectory and its chief executive Dara Keogh was on our show last week offering some advice to the business community in Sligo as a result of the findings.
Unfortunately, when you look in Sligo, we mentioned Sligo Town there, unfortunately the vacancy rate is a lot worse in Sligo Town. It's nearly 24%, so nearly one in four would be vacant, right? So there's a lot of capacity there. I'd look at it in a different way. I'd look at it with a lot of capacity that can be utilised and used. So how does Sligo find a way of utilising that capacity? Now that you know it's there, now that it's been independently verified, that should give a focus to it and an energy around it.
However, Sligo businessman Fimbra Phelan has hit back at Mr. Keogh's comments and indeed the findings of the report. He's on the National Advisory Group of the Town Centre First Policy and, as you know, also a prominent member of the Sligo Bid Group. And Fimbra Phelan says he takes great offence at the report and what it says. Fimbra Phelan, good morning to you and welcome.
Morning, Niall. Morning, listeners.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the first thing you're going to do is query the accuracy of this report.
Well, Niall, you're not wrong, and I am going to query it because the GeoDirectory report is a desktop report that's done in Dublin. You remember a number of months ago, Niall, back in September, October time, we were in with you when we were talking about the work we had done with the Heritage Council of Ireland. The Heritage Council of Ireland had funded a land use survey of Sligo's town centre as part of the health check programme we were doing. And Sligo was one of 13 towns to complete that land use survey over the last number of years. Now, unlike the GeoDirectory survey, we, and I would say when I say we, it's members of Sligo Bid, members of Sligo County Council, and the entire fourth year architecture school, our class in the IT, walked the town and looked at over 1,200 buildings and classified them into their function and whether they were vacant or whether they were occupied. And the number we came up with was just over 18%. So you may say, Niall, 18%, that's still very high.
Yeah.
And it is a high number. But you have to look at the other 13 towns that we looked at. And the vacancy rates range from 13% right up to 26%. So Sligo is slap bang in the middle of what's currently the vacancy rate in Ireland.
Okay.
Now, that is an issue.
Yeah, well, and that's it. And aside from disagreeing with the exact number, be it 24% as Geo, as this commercial report has found, or whether it's 18% as your survey found, it is still a high figure. Number one, are you concerned about that?
Niall, everybody is concerned about it. But this idea that there's a magic bullet out there and we're going to shake a tree and we're going to get fine businesses to occupy all of these buildings in a very short time period is just fallacy. That's why the government have established a town centres first policy, and I represent the five bid towns in Ireland and also the members of the Irish Town and City Development Association, of which there's 20 towns, on the National Advisory Group to that town centres first policy. And part of that is to come up with a plan to help regenerate town centres. And this is not going to happen overnight. This is going to take decades. If you remember back, Niall, those of us who were old enough in the 70s, and you look at Rockwood Parade, mm-hmm. it was derelict.
Yeah.
And in the late 70s is when they first started talking about urban regeneration for Sligo Town. It didn't happen until the 90s, and it really took off then in the 90s and the early 2000s. And now we're actually at the stage where Sligo County Council are going back in to upgrade Rockwood Parade. So this takes time, it takes national funding, and it takes the national policy. So this isn't a Sligo issue. And this GeoDirectory comes out every February, and it's now starting to become like the old chestnut of who's going to put on the Christmas lights that we had 7 or 8 years ago. And next February now, we will be talking about the same thing, because it is not going to change. The numbers that are published in the GeoDirectory, they move a little bit every year. But they're still around the same percentage.
All right,
and it is not until there's a national policy to drive town centres and pick focused towns to work on. We're not going to be saving every town centre, Niall. We have to pick the towns we're going to work on and drive them forward. And then by osmosis, the smaller suburban towns or the satellite towns to the main towns will grow and develop as well.
Okay, so when Derek Hough of Geodirectory says that he expects Sligo has a strategic plan, which it has, and that business and community leaders need to work together to stress a more economic focus to that plan. I mean, you're saying that's happening already, not only locally, but nationally.
Well, I take great offence when someone who I've never met and I don't think has ever walked our streets with any of the business community in Sligo talks about that Sligo need to get its act together and start working together. Sligo is recognised as one of the most connected towns in the country, and that's why we have been selected as the town that is on the National Advisory Group. No other town has a representative on the National Advisory Group. The business community in Sligo have been working together better than ever for the last 5 years. Even the recent result with the Sligo bid ballot, where 80% of Sligo businesses voted to continue Sligo bid, shows how determined the Sligo business community is to drive Sligo forward. But the Sligo business community, no matter how connected it is, no matter how hard Sligo Corporation or Sligo County Council work, will not change the vacancy rate in town centres dramatically until there is government support and a national plan to drive town centres forward. Town centres have changed, Niall. If you look at consumer habits have changed completely worldwide. Online is now is here to stay. It's going to be the way a lot of shopping is going to be done in the future. Towns have to become more than just shopping. The vacancy buildings and vacant premises we have in town, they're not going to be filled with shops. If you go back a number of years, Niall, we would have similar discussions, and Debenhams coming to Sligo was going to be the saviour of Sligo.
Mm-hmm.
Debenhams no longer exist, and that's what is happening in retail. So we have to reimagine our town. We have to become different. We have to get more people living in our town. We have to turn some of these vacant spaces into houses or apartments. We have to turn vacant shop units into offices, get people working in our town.
Okay, but concentrating on what people can do, there is a perception out there, and I'm wondering how accurate or true it is, that one of Sligo's biggest problems, and Sligo in particular, is the high rents which are being charged and reluctance by landlords to reduce the rent, even allowing for the high levels of vacancy. Is that the case or not?
Well, Niall, I'm actually glad you brought that old chestnut up, all right? Back in February, we actually talked about it. You may not remember it, but I do because I did the survey. In 2017, we looked at a number of towns, Ballina, Sligo, Letterkenny, Westport, Castlebar and Kilkenny, okay? And we looked at all of the leases that had been signed in those towns in the previous year, and we analysed the rents. The rents per square metre varied from 137 to 266. I won't say which town was which, but Sligo came in at 148 euros per square metre. We were the second lowest for rent of those towns we analysed. And they would be towns we would compare ourselves, which are similar size and have a similar business mix in their towns. So that's a fallacy. The horse, it's a chestnut that comes out every year. It's thrown out there loosely by people who don't understand what's actually happening in towns. There is numerous reasons why businesses aren't rented. First of all, there's a lack of demand. Some of the businesses or the units are too big. They're too small. They're not for purpose. They're in the wrong location. They're tied up in bank disputes. They're tied up in inheritance disputes. And last year, the Town Centre Advisory Group did a pilot study of six towns. And the same things came up. And you know what was at the bottom of the list? Property owners not willing to rent their building. Anyone who wants a building wants to see something in it. They want to see some money coming into it because they have to maintain that building. And that's money coming out of their own pocket if the building isn't rented. So again, Niall, we have to stop talking about all these falsehoods and throw them out there because they're not true.
Okay, well, just on that and a final point. Is the highlighting of issues like this and national headlines that Sligo has, be it 18 or 24% commercial vacancy rates and County Sligo is the highest commercial vacancy rate in the country, is that damaging to the image of Sligo overall, do you think?
No, because the people who really matter know how well Sligo is doing. If you look at last year, Sligo County received more money per head of population from central government by a factor of about three than any other county in Ireland. The people who make decisions know that the business community in Sligo are connected and working together. They know that the business community in Sligo is connected and working with its politicians and working with the county council to make Sligo the best possible place it can be for its residents and visitors. And they know that we're doing the right things in Sligo, and that's why we're driving forward. So again, Niall, I'll probably be talking to you again this time next year when GeoDirector comes out with the same old rubbish again. We'll have the same discussion, but we'll be a step further on, because this is a long road, Niall. You know how they say about eating an elephant? One little bit at a time. And that's what we're doing in Sligo.